Hello, this is Kelly Dugan, and you are listening to Image Matters News, a once-monthly blog feature dedicated to principles and strategies that will assist you in gaining more of what you want with ease, allowing you to attract more prospects, gain rapport, and achieve what you define as success. This is Volume 12, Issue 1, and titled New Focus for 2025. Feature: New focus for 2025. 2024 is in the books and the holiday season is over. Well, mostly, except for taking down decorations. But it's early enough in the new year that any resolutions might still seem doable. So it's time to stop for a moment and think. What do you want to accomplish professionally this year? Is it time to change any old habits? Consolidate any gains from last year, make changes. In other words, what do you want to focus on in 2025? That tricky focus thing. In his evergreen book of ideas, Ready for Anything, coach and management consultant David Allen has a chapter that addresses this issue of focus. In it, he writes, "If you want different results, a change of focus is required. Once you shift the image held in your mind, different things will automatically start to happen. Focus on red, red shows up. Focus on a different outcome for a conversation, and different thoughts will come to you. Your brain has a built-in mechanism for finding patterns you've programmed because of where you put your attention. Solutions, innovations, and success come not from greater intelligence or creativity, but from what we notice because of where we point those attributes." Sounds great, powerful, and simple. Unfortunately, this mental wiring he describes has a flip side. If you focus on what you don't want, that's what will tend to show up too. You've heard the saying, be careful what you ask for because you're really likely to get it. That's literally true. Your outcomes will follow your focus. The hidden image connection. As you ponder this, there's another thing to consider. What you choose to focus on is part of your inner self, or what we call hidden image. This is the you others can't see. It includes your values, motivations, beliefs, ethics, confidence, self-esteem, abilities, and attitude. These foundational traits help govern what you do and what you pay attention to. That is, what you focus on. For example, if you believe in your potential for success and are motivated to achieve your goals, you're more likely to focus on ideas and actions that will lead to success. If your self-esteem is low and you believe everything you try will eventually lead to failure, then you'll tend to focus on things that will confirm this. Of course, life throws everyone curveballs, and you can't just think your way to professional bliss. But your inner self has a significant influence on your experiences and outcomes. See our October 2024 article, Influence on Your Inner Self, for more about the hidden image and inner self. The practical side. So, what does all this mean in practical daily reality at work? What should you do with this understanding of how your brain and inner self work? One, focus on the positive. Put your focus on the positive outcome you want to achieve, not on what you want to avoid. We live in an electronic world that is constantly bombarding us with negativity and fear, so this isn't easy to do. But continually focusing on the positive can become a mental habit that supports your efforts for success. Two, be clear. Stop, take a breath, and think things through. Another thing that can be hard to do in a hectic world. Be clear about what you want to accomplish. This includes everything from your smallest actions, for example, send a confirmation message to a customer and/or a client, or to your broadest goals. For example, get a new job by the end of the year. Three, identify specific next actions. To accomplish a positive goal, you'll have to take many individual actions that will gradually move you in the right direction. Rather than just randomly doing things that might sort of work, be intentional and identify specific steps. If you're like many of us and aren't sure what those steps should be, ask someone to help you figure out a game plan. Four, enlist others. If you are in a leadership role and it's appropriate, share your focus with your team. Encourage them to join you in achieving collective goals. Help them identify and then act on what they'd like to focus on. Five, write it down. Finally, you already know this powerful idea. As you identify specific tasks you want and/or need to do, write them down. Get your daily, weekly, and monthly to-dos out of your brain and down in some form, on paper or electronically. Then keep them in front of you during the day. Your brain is easily cluttered by trying to remember details, and this will get in the way of your ability to focus clearly. Writing things down is a reliable way to track specific actions and also identify overall progress. And yes, there's simply deeply satisfying about checking things off lists. If you'd like help clarifying your focus for the year, your goals, or your professional progress, contact us at kellydugan.com. That's KellyDuggan.com. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and as always, we wish you much success in the coming month.